Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yesterday, in a press release, quite quietly, the government of Ontario announced that its study permit allocation will focus on prioritizing post-secondary educational programs at public universities and colleges to help prepare graduates for in-demand jobs. What's that really mean? Well, basically says that international study permits, those are the ones that allow international students to come in and go to school here, 96% of those study permits will go to public universities and colleges in Ontario, while the remainder will be split between language schools, private universities, and other institutions across the province. This allocation generally means that career colleges will be excluded from receiving any international student permit applications, and career colleges are generally viewed as private universities and colleges. You see a lot of them here in downtown Vancouver. You also see a lot of them in the suburbs as well, whether they're teaching you accounting programs or how to be a truck driver, all those types of programs. So it's quite interesting that 96% of those study permits are now going to be geared towards public universities and colleges, and only 4% for what is often referred to as private institutions or career colleges. Joining now to talk a little bit about this issue and whether or not BC should be doing the same thing is Barj Dahan. He's co-founder and director of the Canada India Education Society. Barj, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Your thoughts on what Ontario announced yesterday?
This is unexpected, because I think about a month ago they were saying that the allocation towards the publicly funded university and college would be about 35%. So this is a very dramatic move. Basically, 96% of the study permits will be going to the publicly funded universities and colleges. Very dramatic, unlike British Columbia, where in British Columbia our government has said 53% of the study permits would be allocated to the publicly funded universities and colleges, and 47% going to the private.
So you think this, in what Ontario is doing, is a positive?
I think it's a positive, but it's probably not what most people were expecting in this whole industry. But I think that's a very powerful statement, because their minister, Jill Dunlop, she said that they were doing this to protect the integrity of Ontario's post-secondary education. And that's the thing that I've been arguing about for the last 2 years, that the way our governments have been handling international student permits, it's really undermining Canada's post-secondary education, which is largely publicly funded.
So let me just talk about Ontario just for a second before I get back to BC. When, you know, 96% of all future study permits will go to public institutions, so universities and public colleges, you're basically saying we don't mind those private colleges that have sprouted up everywhere in Ontario. It's the number one place for international students. There's most likely these schools are either going to have to downsize significantly, or some of them will probably just go bankrupt.
Oh, absolutely. There are lots of them that are going to close up. They will have to close up. The reality is, you know, when you look back about 18 years ago, when these private institutions started cropping up across the country, the idea was that they would basically augment our publicly funded system. So Canadians who want to get career-oriented training, they could do it in these private colleges. But then as international education was really pushed by both the federal government and the provincial governments, these private institutions were able to recruit international students from overseas.
I mean, these are diploma mills, right? I mean, I'm not going to say all of them, but if you're paying $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 for a program, I view these as nothing more than diploma mills.
That's what they were. And I think we have many cases here in Metro Vancouver, maybe more so in Ontario. And some of these puppy mill schools, they're basically a hole in the wall in some industrial space. There's not even a classroom.
So in British Columbia, so what you're saying here, 53% of the study permits go to public institutions, 47 still go to private. We should actually be looking at the Ontario model then?
I think we need to be looking at increasing the international study permits to the publicly funded institutions. It should be, a number should be more, maybe, 75-80% range. You know, that's just my view.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is, whether one agrees with it or not, the reality is the situation we find ourselves across the country in this has been in the making for 18 years, largely promoted by both the federal government and provincial governments. So in Ontario, for example, in 2019, they froze tuition fees and then really pushed the institutions to recruit overseas. Now they're realizing, gee, there's unintended consequences. We better deal with this. So in British Columbia, I think the move, the decision by our Ministry of Education here saying 53% of international study permits will go to universities and colleges, it appears to be more a balanced kind of approach. But I think long-term, we need to change those numbers. We need to reduce the international student permits going to these puppy mill schools. And here's why.
Hmm.
Because those private colleges, when somebody, a student, completes the program, they will not receive a postgraduate work permit. So then those graduates want to stay here. Then that's where I think the abuse, the misuse, the fraud kicks in, because all of those want to work and they want to stay in the country, become permanent residents, and that's where the abuse is. So that abuse also has to end.
So is this at the end of the day, who would you blame here? You said this has been going on for 18 years, but it seems like we somehow, the system has been just on steroids in regards to international students being allowed to come into Canada over the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, a lot of this is still Mr. Trudeau and his federal Liberal government that have really, moved it to the point where this story is now front page news across this country. It seems like we really got it wrong in and around COVID.
Well, I think if it was going to, what we experienced today was going to happen anyways, because the push from the early 2000s in Ontario and British Columbia was privatize our post-secondary education. And now we have this rude awakening that it's not working. Our stellar global reputation around our, post-secondary education system has been tarnished. It's under risk. So the reality in British Columbia is, if the province is saying 47% of international study permits will still go to private colleges, then there's an admission that 47% of international students are in these private institutions.
Hmm. Barge, as always, thank you so much for your time on this issue.
Thank you, Jess.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.